Welcome to Soul Dive,
your one-stop K-pop bulletproof comedy podcast.
Yep, my name is Michelle.
See what I did there?
Yes.
And I'm Rike. And did you see what I did there?
I saw what you did there, and cool. I liked it.
Cool.
I pushed a like on it. I smashed that like button on your comment.
You smashed that like button. Did you also hit the bell?
Oh, yes.
So you'll get notified whenever I say something equally ridiculous and stupid.
Yes. And I also subscribe because did you know that only 90% of the viewers are not subscribed?
Gasp. How is that possible?
I know. Anyway, hi.
It's almost as if people... Okay. Never mind. Hi.
So, hey.
Hi.
How's it going?
Hey. Pretty good. Just chilling at home, mostly.
Yeah.
I did, because you know the new, I mean, I don't know if you know, but the new Jurassic World movie came out.
I heard about it.
Yeah. And I'm always in forever Jurassic Park trash. Mm-hmm. So I'm considering going to watch it tomorrow by myself because I've had enough of people for the rest of
the week.
I
know, right? Do it.
But, you know, they're showing it at a theater near me, so...
Ooh.
So it's just like I don't mind The Rock and Ryan Reynolds playing the same character in every movie. I don't mind the fact that the Jurassic Park movies are always the same movie, just over and over again.
Yeah.
I don't mind it at all. I love it.
I mean, it's basically like why you love the Fast and Furious movies too. It's just the same thing, but...
Exactly. But instead
if you
of
like it,
cars,
you like it.
We have dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Man, imagine if they rode the dinosaurs.
They haven't done
pretty
that
sure
yet,
that's
ever?
Next. I'm just thinking about that, but I don't think so. I think we have, like, with Jurassic World now, we have Chris Pratt training the raptors.
Yeah.
But I don't think he has ridden them yet.
Ooh.
It may just be because there are no saddles that fit raptors. So once they come up with those... He may ride one of them.
Nice.
They're also not that tall, so it would look really, really
I know, right? Just a big man on a tiny raptor.
I don't know. I guess we'll see in Jurassic World Dominion.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Fancy.
It's 247 minutes. No, 147 minutes.
Oh my
long.
God, I was like 240.
I was like, that's really
that's
long. No, 147 minutes. That's so long still, though.
Yeah.
To sit in a theater?
Anything over 2 hours is already too long.
I know. Remember when movies were just like 90 minutes?
Yeah. Those were great. Perfect time.
Yeah.
Now, like, TV show episodes are 90 minutes long.
Exactly. Not even children's movies are 90 minutes anymore.
Yeah.
Like, where are they supposed to get the attention span?
I don't know. Not from TikTok.
I know. Oh, definitely not from TikTok.
Yeah. Speaking of Jurassic, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
because... Who are we talking about? Old stuff?
Oh.
So I'm guessing not TXT, TNX.
Oh.
Well, either or,
yeah.
Honestly.
Honestly. No, because for us, just peeling back the curtain a bit, we're pre-recording a lot of these episodes. So by the time this is out, one of our friends who lives in Europe will be coming to visit me and we'll have gone already. But...
Yes.
I've been planning of where we're going and stuff when we bought tickets to like Disneyland and Universal Studios. And they are just robbing us blind.
Like, yeah, I bet.
The inflation is insane. I looked at my tickets from the last time I went, which was like 2018 or something like that. And it was like $30 cheaper back then.
My God, that is so much money, especially considering that we're in a recession.
I know. Yeah, like Disney tickets are literally over $200 for one day. It's like, how can you live with yourself?
I'm just glad I've been to Disneyland like 15 times already, so.
I know, but.
I don't know.
Yeah, but I also haven't gone since they opened the Marvel like Avengers campus thing. So I guess that's a new thing to go and look at.
Yeah, let me know if it's worth $200.
It's probably not, I'm going to tell you right now.
Especially with the Pirates of the Caribbean rifles.
I know, so rude. And also, did you know that they made the fast passes, you have to pay for them now instead of getting them?
What?
Yeah, they're called lightning lanes now and you have to pay $20 to even get one for like each ride. And it's not even all the rides.
So you pay $20 and then you do it like, you have to pay every time?
No, it's $20 for like the...
For the fast pass and then it's just
the
like
Genie
you...
Genie Plus you, thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you get the fast pass, you ride the thing, you get the next fast pass. Okay.
And you can only do it once per ride and only one at a time.
I mean, that used... I mean, not the one per ride, but one at a time that used to be...
Yeah.
The same, but...
Yeah. $20.
Weird.
It's not free
that
anymore.
Really, that's just highway robbery.
It really is. And also on top of that, apparently there are some special rides like this new Spider-Man one and the Cars one where you have to that pass doesn't cover it, so you have to pay an extra fee for the Lightning Pass for that. And it could go up to like $20 or like $12 for just that ride for that Lightning Pass. And it's just like, why?
That is so stupid. Yeah. What even?
I don't know. I guess they're just really trying to milk these parents and their kids.
I guess so. And the Disney adults.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Oh, man, that's crazy, though. It's like, I don't know. I mean, I love Disneyland, but I'm not sure it would be worth $20, $30.
Especially since back then when I had an annual pass, that annual pass was only like $300-something for the entire year. Like,
my God.
Come on.
Come on. It's ridiculous. That is crazy. Okay, well, have fun.
Thanks.
Enjoy. Better get your money's worth.
I will.
Get there when the park opens, leave when it closes.
Exactly. 8 a.m. to 12 a.m.
That seems like a good day.
Yep. Exactly.
I mean, that's only 16 hours. You'll be fine.
Totally.
You can take breaks. Yeah.
It's not going to be, you know, just California during the summer. It'll be fine.
Good ideas. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yep.
Just standing in line for 2 hours.
No, we'll have the Lightning
Bring an
pass.
Umbrella. Oh.
So we'll have, yeah, we pay for the Lightning Pass.
No, of course you did.
I mean, if it's you a once to. In a... Like, I'm probably not going to go again, honestly, after this. Unless, of course, like, you visit and we want to go, if it's worth it. But
Yeah. Imagine the hotels in San Diego we could book with that money.
I know.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I love... I would rather do Six Flags. I'm not sure how expensive that is, but I'd
Pretty
rather
sure
do Six
not
Flags.
As expensive as Disney. So yeah, we'll be broke after this, but
yes,
months and months of saving up again until you visit. And then we'll go to
Honestly,
Six Flags.
You know me. I don't need to do anything to have fun.
True.
Sounds really weird, but you know what I mean. Yeah, I don't need to like go anywhere expensive or do anything expensive.
As long as we have each other.
Exactly. As long as we get some good food, maybe go somewhere. We can just walk around, take photos and videos. I'll be happy.
Yes. Definitely.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yes. But yeah. Should we talk about our special little topic? A tiny little topic today?
A tiny little topic. We're back in the kiddie pool.
Oh.
Yeah. We figured this would make a good shorter episode since, as Michelle said, we're pre-recording and it's a lot of work, so... We decided to do a little cute little shorty about, well, as of recording, this is new. It won't be when this episode comes out, but BTS's anthology Proof came out, well, technically 2 days ago here in my time zone, but yesterday.
Yes. Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yep. So it's... an album with just so many songs, so many of their old songs, and then three new songs, which are yet to come, Run BTS and For Youth.
Yes. They are okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God. We don't mean to be problematic or anything, but yeah. No, the songs are nice.
No.
The songs are nice. Although Run BTS just always makes me think of that one episode where Yoongi just runs in the funniest way.
Yeah.
Humanly possible.
The ATV in the woods one.
Yeah, exactly. God, so cute. So funny.
Yeah, Run BTS is a great series. Those episodes were really
It really
fun.
Is, yeah.
Yeah, and they made a song out of that title, so.
They did. And it's adequate. Just kidding. But, I mean, of course, we have to talk about the Yet to Come MV because all the callbacks
Seriously.
To... Especially the Hwayang Yeonhwa era.
Yeah, all the imagery.
And, you know, the school bus from No More Dream. And it's like throwing it all the way back.
Yeah, they were going back, like backwards in time, basically, from now into No More Dream.
I just kind of hate that they had to bring back. I mean, it's not the exact same, but they had to bring back the beret from Run.
Oh my God, seriously?
Oh, why?
Oh, Run, that era for Namjoon was just something else.
Oh, the hair, the coat, the fur coat. Well, probably fake fur, but I will never be able to just erase that look from my brain.
No, that hair was I mean, no one else is going to attempt that ever again. And no one should.
I mean, please don't challenge anyone.
Oh, God. Hong Joong, don't listen to this.
I mean, he's already been close, so.
Yeah, true. Not mint green, though.
No, but it's the next logical step.
Oh, God.
But anyway, BTS.
Yes.
We can't go a single episode without throwing some ATs in there.
Nope, we can't.
We just can't.
It's just in our blood.
But yeah, yet to come. Yeah. No, it made me really nostalgic, like thinking back to all the old songs and the MVs, because that was a time when we were really into BTS, like 2013, 14 to 2017-ish.
Yeah. When did Wings come out? 17?
It came out 2016.
Oh.
But we hung on for a while.
Yeah.
Because I went to the Wings tour in 2017.
Okay, that makes sense. Man, it's been so long.
Yeah.
Wow. And yeah.
God, it's been 5 years. Man, they've come so far. And what have we done? Just kidding.
I know. Remember when they were singing about how it's been 2 years since their debut and they're like second graders now and they have Hoobies?
Oh my God, yes. I was thinking about also, do you remember a time when Born Singer was just a ripped MP3 from a performance they did? Oh, God. They've come so far. We've all come so far as past and present armies.
I know.
Just crazy.
It's insane to think about, man. But no, it brought back so many memories because, of course, as I was listening to the new songs, I just let the album run and then... It started from like No More Dream and then had all the old songs on there. And God. They're such bangers.
I had low-key forgotten about N.O.
N.O. was like one of my favorites. I was like, ooh.
It never bothered me, but I never liked it all that much. But I mean, the video was great though.
Oh yeah, definitely.
The cyborgy AI one, yeah.
Yeah.
AI school.
Mm-hmm. No, it was great. But yeah, it's nice to see that. They came up with this giant album so that newer fans can see or listen to their old songs if they haven't already.
Yeah.
Like I saw people who didn't even know Born Singer was a thing and they were like, wow, I didn't know.
It was, but it was also not promoted in any way. Yeah. It was just kind of there all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Like at the beginning, I wasn't even sure it was one of their songs. It was just a cover that they did during a performance.
I know.
Because it just came out of quote unquote nowhere. But yeah. I gotta say though, I know what they did with For Youth, and I appreciate that, but I still think that Young Forever should have been on the album.
I can't believe it. I mean, how could they not?
Young Forever should. I know they had the chorus from whatever the Wembley Stadium thing at the beginning, but the song itself should have been on the album. Like that was the end of one of the most important eras of BTS.
I know. It was the song to end all songs.
Exactly. To end this entire era that lasted a year and a half.
I mean, it's still going.
It's still going, it's clearly. Never I ending. Mean, if we're still milking it, technically.
Yeah. It's never ending.
I guess it never ended it.
What happened.
But it kind of, it closed that chapter, you know?
Yeah.
Where they called everything.
Definitely.
Hwayang Young also.
Oh, man.
It should have been on there.
Everything from the prologue to the epilogue was just... amazing.
Yeah, perfection. And I still do I want the answers? I demand the answers to all of those. Seriously? MVs where it's just like, but what does it mean?
Are there answers,
BTS?
Because I swear they came out with an actual book about Hwayang Yeonha too. I think Big Hit or HYBE came out with some kind of book of notes from that era or something like that that had all the lore, I guess.
Oh. And the last page was just LOL or...
Yeah, it's just psych.
Psych. Yeah. Didn't mean shit. I mean, they made us all read Damien, and that was not a good book.
No, that wasn't. That was just a whole lot of, what? And then also, back when Spring Day was out, it somehow happened where in my English class, they were making us read Omelas, which is in Spring Day, and I was like, man... this is weird. I get to read the literature.
Okay. Potentially, hypothetically, was Hwayang Yeonha just a big, not a scam, but a big scheme to get people to read more?
If it was, it worked.
Is that what it is? Because the entire fandom was just reading it.
I know. We're like, ooh, what's Damien? Let's read it.
Honestly, everyone was suddenly
pseudo-German
literature intellectuals.
I know. And I remember I tried reading Kafka on the Shore, too.
Oh,
which
God,
that
so
I did
bad.
Not finish, please. I can't. It was too high-brained for me.
Yeah, no. That's Murakami, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God. No, I can't with him. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, maybe his other books are better, but Kafka was...
I've started a few. I've read him in, or I've tried to read him in German, in English, and in Japanese, and I didn't like any of the languages.
Which book? Do you remember?
One of them was a short story you read in Japanese class called The Kitchen or something, and then one of them was about... It was called Men and Their Women. I don't even know.
Oh.
And then, like, of course, like, Norwegian Wood and, like, yeah, the famous ones. But I was just like, it's just not my thing. Like,
yeah,
you know, whatever. You do you. You read what you like, but it's just not my thing.
No. Yeah, I think it's too abstract for us.
It's not even that. It's like, some of them seem just, like, incredibly misogynistic to me and just, like, not... Well, like, not, they're not written in a way that I find compelling.
Yeah.
Just, like, style-wise. Not even context-wise, like, content-wise. Just style-wise, it's just not my thing.
Yeah, not your cup of tea.
Not my cup of tea.
Your cup of tea.
all the puns.
I know. All the puns we've made. All the fun we had.
To all the puns we've made before.
Yes. Oh.
Oh, yeah. Anyway... So yeah, success. They made us all read books.
They made us read books. They made us nostalgic. Honestly, yeah, they're always going to make us nostalgic. Like, no matter how
long it is. Oh, definitely. I mean, they are the reason we met.
Exactly.
We're never not going to love BTS.
Mm-hmm. Never.
Never.
But yeah, don't follow them that often. But some things did happen while we weren't following them too much.
Mm-hmm.
Like them being invited to the White House.
I was so confused.
My God.
Oh, all the memes came true.
I know. That was out of the blue. But did you see the invitation that they sent to, like, they posted for BTS where...
No, I don't think so, no.
Because do you remember? It was so trippy because I, along with the rest of the world, was reminded that BTS has an alternative English name, Beyond the Scene. Do you remember that?
No.
Remember, I think it was like in the beginning of when they were really starting to take off, that Big Hit came out and was like, it was when I think they came out with the new logos too. I might be wrong, but they made BTS stand for Beyond the Scene to make it like easier for...
Less weird, less nerdy.
Instead of Bulletproof Boy Scouts. But yeah, I think everyone just forgot about that until it showed up on the White House invitation.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
I'm sure they probably forgot about it.
I know.
They were like, oh, damn, we got the wrong invitation.
Yeah. That was very interesting.
Okay, very interesting. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We love covering our tracks.
Yes.
It's like if people found all our, like, Life Journal and MySpace usernames.
Our Tumblrs.
We want that. So it's fair. We will forget about Bulletproof Boy Scouts.
Yeah. And we'll forget
or
that
we?
ARMY stands for something else.
Oh, God.
Remember K-pop back then? The English?
Honestly, even now, it's kind of like out there.
True. But at least it makes sense. Sort of.
Like Tomorrow by Together.
Never mind.
The new six and... It'll never make sense.
Speaking of the new six,
not
though.
Not technically.
TNX, though.
What about
no,
it?
No, because Psy.
Oh.
That's another thing that BTS did.
Yeah.
Is, well, Yoongi, Suga from BTS.
Suga, Suga, honey.
He created a song and also featured in it called That by Psy, which I recently was watching a behind-the-scenes video, a BTS video of them practicing together, the dance. And it's so trippy because... I'm like, hey, that's TNX's studio, my dance studio.
Yeah.
And not Psy's.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
No, it's great.
Yeah. BB Trippin also made the dance for that song, so.
Yeah, the dance is pretty good. I'm just confused by BTS's general, like, cowboy agenda with, like, permission to dance and.
Yeah. I feel like cowboys were a thing for a while, though. In K-pop.
I mean, that came out like last month, so must still be a thing.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. They're really trying to tap into that American audience.
Yeah.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. Very. Oh, God. Please get out of your woods.
But yeah, BTS, they're still doing their thing. And like they said, the best is yet to come. So they are going to keep going, keep flying.
Are they finally going to go to the army? We shall see. It sounds a little bit like not a farewell song, but
like an end to something, kind of.
Yeah, or hiatus, kind of. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So we shall see.
We'll see. It's a sensitive topic.
Sensitive topic, yeah. We shall not expand on that because, first of all, I have no insight into any of it and I do not care all that much.
It is not,
We shall see what their next step is.
Yes.
And what the best that's yet to come is.
Mm-hmm.
But
speaking
of the past that was also the best, I need to get a DVD drive, like an external one. Because I have the DVD of the Japanese concert that we went to here.
We got to relive that. See it.
Yes.
Relive that
God,
moment.
That was so good.
If you want, you can have my PS4. And that's a DVD player.
No, thank you. I'm good.
Oh.
I'm good. I think just an external drive will do the trick.
True.
It's also cheap and easier to handle.
Yes. But does it play games?
Do I play games?
No, does it play games? The external drive?
I know, but do I play? Why would I need a PS4? I don't play games. I don't even play, you know, if a child asked me, do you have games on your phone? I'd have to be like, no.
Oh, you would be the ultimate end to that joke.
Yep.
I love it. And basically, then you would throw down the kid's ice cream and then step on it.
I would never do that. I would never waste ice cream. True. I would steal it and eat it myself.
Okay, fair. Fair plan.
I'd be like, no, I don't have games. Give it. give it to me.
Aw.
Aw, Augusty.
So do you have a song rec for this week?
Yes, I do. And I picked one off the album that I, as a whole, do not enjoy very much. I know it could be any of them, but even though Wings was not my favorite album, it had First Love. Well, it had Solos of all the members and Yoongi's, Sugar Honey's.
Mm-hmm.
Solo was about his first love, the piano.
God.
The old brown piano in the corner.
That.
I think I made up the corner, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. No, that was beautiful. That one is just like, it gets you.
Yeah. He is just like, his rap is just so emotional and so on point. Mm-hmm. And so the way it builds just always gets me.
Seriously. Very great choice.
It makes me shake and cry and vomit.
Shaking and crying and throwing up.
Shaking and crying and throwing up.
Yeah.
No, it's like, honestly, his verses too, they're usually my favorites. And, you know, his first mixtape is just such a piece of art. And
still so good.
Second one is also not bad, but I prefer the first one.
Me too. No, that was great.
So, Yoongi's First Love is my recommendation. I'm sure most of ARMY's people have heard it, but
you never know.
First Love, go check it out, y'all.
Yes.
What about you?
For me, I'm taking it even further back to one of my favorite songs from BTS before Hwayangyona happened.
Mm-hmm.
And still one of my favorites today. It's BTS's Tomorrow.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Tomorrow. It was one of my top songs for a very long time. Because, of course, we also just love the iconic lyrics.
Mm.
Because the dawn right before the sun rises is the darkest.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta know
those
lyrics.
Isn't that also one that Yoongi wrote, though? Like, produced?
I think so. Yeah, it is. Oh, my God.
It is.
It's like one of his first. Wow.
Yeah. One of the first he contributed to an album. Aside from the Cyphers, of course. But
Yeah. Man.
So, we have a theme.
Yeah,
we love Suga.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, so from the song to like even the dance back then, the iconic body rolls.
I remember that one so vividly when I went to my first like full on like just BTS concert and they started singing that. I was blown away by the vocals. Again, like
so
BTS to me is just one of the groups where their recordings do not do them justice.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
You gotta listen to them live.
Yeah, it really is a whole different experience. So,
mm-hmm.
And Tomorrow was beautiful, beautifully done.
Yep. Oh.
Oh.
What a nice trip down memory lane.
I know. Man, I miss the good old times sometimes, but you know what they say? The best is yet to come, so.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited to see what BTS will do next. But in the meantime, we'll talk to you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Soul Dive.
If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast for more.
If you have 5 minutes to kill, we'd love it if you also left an As You Nice rating and review on Apple Podcasts.
If we didn't talk about your faves this week, feel free to holla at us on our socials, which are
Instagram @SoulDive
and Twitter @SoulDivePod.
Bye!
Bye!